And then we have Butte Forward. I have to talk about Butte Forward for a minute. That was a brilliant idea to move the town of Butte off the hill so we could get at that copper dome of a billion tons of 0.74% copper and 0.34% moly. Seemed like a great idea at the time. So Shag Miller and Jim Murphy and I worked on that along with Mike McConey and some other people, and we went back to Washington and got a commitment of some federal money from a couple of different agencies, and Murphy assured us that he could deliver the city council, so we didn't worry about that. And I had to get some money from Anaconda. I think it was around $10 million. So John Place was coming to Butte, and I asked Len Powell, who was president of the Montana division, mining division, if I could have a little time with John Place. He said, well, right in the middle of a budget thing, but he said, yeah, I'll get you in there for a little while. So I walked in, and I said, John, I want to talk to you about Butte Forward. He said, I know all about Butte Forward. I don't want to hear about Butte Forward. We haven't got time. I said, give me 5 minutes. So I gave him my five-minute pitch, and he hadn't heard some of the things that I had told him about. And when I finished, he sort of looked up at the ceiling and said, you know, he said, if I authorized the purchase of the city of Butte, I could be like Secretary Seward when he bought Alaska. And I said, that's right, John, that's right. He said, I approve it. So anyway, what happened was is that somehow the city council slipped out of Jim Murphy's palm and didn't vote for the project, and that's the end of that story.